Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Fewer Vermonters than ever are without insurance, and that's thanks largely to a recent expansion of Medicaid. But just because low-income residents have insurance doesn't necessarily mean they're having an easier time finding a doctor. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld explains why.
Over the past year or so, tens of thousands of Vermonters have become newly eligible for Medicaid. The surge is a result of the Federal Affordable Care Act, which expanded the income levels needed to qualify for the government program. But there's one big problem with Medicaid. It only pays doctors about 60% of what it costs to care for a patient, and it's created a disturbing dilemma for many primary care doctors. Turn away Medicaid patients or suffer financially for taking them on.
Do you really want doctors answering the phone at their practice and caring, literally to the point of their own survival, what insurance you have before they're willing to see you?
That's Al Gobay, chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, a five-person panel that oversees private insurance rates and hospital budgets. Gobay is among the policymakers sounding the alarm over low Medicaid reimbursement rates. Lawrence Miller, chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration, says physicians practicing in regions that can least afford the problem are the ones affected the most.
Those people who are working, particularly in rural communities with a high Medicaid proportion, they're just finding it really challenging. And if you've got a higher than average percentage of Medicaid patients, you're in a tough spot.
Healthcare advocates heralded the Medicaid expansion in the ACA. In Vermont, more than 87,000 residents have come onto the Medicaid rolls in the past 16 months, an increase of nearly 70%. The ACA included a temporary bump in Medicaid reimbursement, designed to get doctors to actually serve those new patients.
However, last month, those payments sunsetted, such that all the practitioners who were seeing those new Medicaid patients took a 20 to 21% cut in their Medicaid payments.
Dr. Paul Rice is a primary care doctor at the Evergreen Family Health Clinic in Williston. He says the drop in Medicaid reimbursements has hit independent doctors especially hard because they can't offset the lost revenue by increasing costs on privately insured patients.
And it's something that goes directly to the financial well-being of that practice and ultimately to the ability for that practice to pay its staff and continue to pay its overhead expenses.
Governor Peter Shumlin has proposed a $90 million payroll tax, the bulk of which he wants to use to increase rates paid to doctors and hospitals that treat patients on Medicaid. The Department of Vermont Health Access is responsible for setting Medicaid reimbursement rates. If the state doesn't come up with the additional funding, then the situation is only going to deteriorate. Here's Lawrence Miller again.
If you don't give DEVA budget adjustment and you don't pay for it somehow, and you don't do an increase next year, DEVA's only tool is to do it in rates.
Miller says Shumlin likely won't allow that to happen. But if lawmakers don't approve the revenue plan offered by the governor or come up with one of their own, then elected officials will have to cut drastically from other areas of the budget in order to increase Medicaid rates. House Speaker Shep Smith says he has concerns about the impact of the payroll tax on the economy, but he says he's convinced that low Medicaid rates are preventing patients from gaining access to primary care doctors. And he says lawmakers must act soon to boost reimbursement levels. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.